So do those elements, and like I said, balancing the needs of a homeowner with the needs of the community, do those elements of a motion start to gel at all with either? One thing is, all three of us will need to vote yes for this to carry. Usually it requires three yes votes, and we only have three people. So I'm kind of looking to see if any of those, before we go much further, if any of those elements make sense.
I mean, my view is the key here is the temporary, so I would be more comfortable with no more than a year. That's my view, because I know the intentions are good to make it not so much visible and that, but, you know, we don't know that, and it's very hard to define other things. I mean, we can put a maximum height here, but I don't think that that's really the key here. It's, you know, what will this type of temporary structure is something that is not desirable, and I agree that it does not sit with the community, but I also think that we should be able to solve problems in an amicable way, and therefore I would be swayed to grant some kind of temporary relief here. But having said that, I think a year is enough for temporary.
How about a month and a half or so to get ready? August of 2019?
That's fine.
Can we make motions in that, like, by the end of August 2019?
Oh, yeah, you can set a time limit on it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Neil?
Yeah.
All right, so here's my official motion in that case. Granting a temporary permission to allow an accessory structure of the lowest profile possible, neutral colored, maintained for a period no longer than August 1st, 2019, and landscaped. Sorry. That's my motion, poorly worded as it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, do I hear a second?
I can second that.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Thank you. So at that point, if everybody's happy, which I'll make everybody happy, will I be able to come in and get a more permanent or variance at that point? You know,
is
happy
August
with the growth, and then it's not a eyesore.
Well, you
at
can,
that point
you can reapply to for it,
okay,
a time period following that, and then they can decide whether they can make it still temporary, you know, for an additional period or
$400 every time you apply. You know, you
have
to think about dollars and cents here.
But so. That's within their power to set those conditions on it. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, second order of business, PZV 18-02, 82 Lakeshore Drive. Applicants and owners, Christina and Michael Prezek. Request relief from section 78-197, subsection 8. To reduce the required setback from the shoreline of Lake Berkeley for all components of a septic system in the R100 district from 75 to 50 feet. Christina and Michael, why don't you come on up here, introduce yourselves, and tell us a little bit about.
Hi, I'm Christina Lindemar. It says Prezek, but we're heathens, that I didn't change my name. But so anyway, our original system, yeah, the boss. So our property was originally constructed in 1969, like it says on your form, and the septic system is original to the cottage that stood at the property. The county has no record of the septic system. We don't know where the field is. About last month, we had a failure of our septic system. Upon some exploratory digging to get down to what the actual problem was, they discovered the septic field was made out of concrete and terracotta, which has started to disintegrate on us. Unfortunately, the 75-foot setback is somewhere around our living room, so we don't have much room to replace the field. There's no room in the front of the property. Actually, the fishing lot next to us, we investigated, could we even possibly put it there? And the lake comes up, and it's about a 25-foot setback from the lake on the adjacent property. We're requesting a 50-foot setback because that's the state minimum. But even putting it in within that 50-foot setback has been a bit of a struggle to find a system that will fit within our narrow property. We've had the county engineers out to our property for a site meeting, and we've gone over all options from just having three holding tanks, one for each bedroom of our house on our property, which has been declined for obvious reasons. Aesthetic seems to be a problem here, as well as the steepness of our slope. And we've also looked at Scottish peat moss systems that you can put on your property, which are quite expensive. But those we were also denied. It is a proper option for our property. So we're looking at right now a Class A passive affluent advanced Eglin system, which is an alternative system. It's very high caliber with a passive effluent system. The other options we have at this point with meetings with engineers, of which I am one myself, I was looking at all options we could do, is a privy or the lake at this point. The County Department of Health supports this decision and the system and has committed to do daily inspections during the installation, which we think will be about a week long. And we will also be getting a landscape architect to come out because the system itself requires, it's so shallow, only certain types of rooted plants can be above it, and it needs sunlight and that type of stuff. So we'll have to work with a landscape architect to make sure the landscape doesn't interfere with the system. And I'm happy to answer any questions you all have on it.
So the Elgin Advanced Secondary Treatment System is what you're looking at?
Yes. And there's two systems. That's the brand name of like that type of system. So there's another brand name system that we could also do. That's the same type of system.
Okay. Will it flow by gravity to the first holding tank?
Yes.
Okay. And it does. It won't have to be pumped anywhere else.
No. At that point. It's a passive system. Yeah.
Oh.
And this is not ideal. I'm on the HOA board. I love the lake. I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Now we certainly understand it's not an ideal situation, and having porta potties cleaned out every other week.
Folks wouldn't like that either. So,
thoughts?
Keeping the number of bedrooms the same?
Yes.
Three. And are you replacing the tank itself?
No, the tank is in fine condition. It's been examined.
Okay. And I think there's done quite substantial research on what possibly could be done to rectify the system and situation. I mean, and
not an ideal situation.
No, it is not.
I'm actually surprised that it even perks at 60 minutes. Was that actually a perk test?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised too.
I used to perk tests early on in my career.
I was waiting for bad news on that front as well. So,
it sure beats the alternative of a failed system running directly into the lake.
Right.
It's one of those situations. I don't even have anything to say except make a motion to accept the reduction of setback to 50 feet.
I agree with that, and I think also just one reason why I have very little issue with this is that I think this is a unique situation. This does not cause, you know, that, okay, well, if they get to do it, then we can do it, which, you know, other situations might do. So
nobody wants to do this.
Yeah, I know. So I think that's why this is clearly one of those things where exceptions should have to be made and can be made. So I'm also in agreement.
One other question on just long-term maintenance in terms of pumping. First of all, how many, just the two of you live in the house?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. This is an embarrassing question. Any chance for more people showing up?
There may be more younger folks eventually, yes.
Do you have a front-end loading washer, by the way?
No, top loading.
You should get the front load.
Yes.
It takes one-third the amount of water as a top loader. Maintenance requirements, mm-hmm. what are they for this?
So it's system? Just the same as a standard system where every 3 to 5 years you want to be actually getting the sludge out of the tank. And then it's tread cautiously on where the field actually is because it is so shallow. It needs to have very shallow rooted grass and clover and that type of thing. And we need to remove our pathway down to the lake and do something like pea stones. And other than that, there's no... you know, annual or decadal maintenance required with the system.
I liked where you're going with the washing machine. I think we're on the same page tonight, but do you have any other high efficiency?
No, and that's all being taken into...
shower heads?
Oh, yeah, our shower heads are and everything. Our toilet's not. I mean, we just bought the property and this is like a month of nightmare, but we have researched into what we can do to reduce the use on the system itself to extend its life.
I might ask for that stipulation in there. It's you actually get a credit for it.
Yeah.
So they can pretty much pay for themselves, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are you requiring a new washer and dryer? Well,
no, it's just the toilets. Dryers. Just the toilets.
Just the toilets.
Just oh, the toilets.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's something we could do. Yeah.
Can he make a motion since there are only three of us at this point?
Well, since he has voting privileges because of the number, then sure. I suppose so.
All right. Any other comment?
No, I think I'm fine with this. Okay.
All right. I'll make a motion that we approve the variance with one condition that low-flow toilets be installed.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Who seconded that?
Okay. I did.
You did. Okay.
Can I just add one comment real quick? Sure. Like, not related to mine now that it's been passed. But I have a feeling, and so does the county, that this situation might be coming up more often with properties on the lake that have the original septic.
Oh, I'm positive.
For just consideration, we might have been the first to go, but we won't be the last.
Oh, you're not the first.
Oh, we aren't? Yeah, good.
No, you're not the first.
Yeah.
Yours is made more complicated because...
the lot.
The lot size, yeah. And the steepness of it.
Yeah.
I'm a geotechnical engineer by background, and I deal in water and wastewater for the last 20 years, so... this is one area I actually know the issues, and I already came in here thinking that, you know, short of throwing you out of your own house.
Exactly. I'm glad we didn't land there, so thank you for that.
Yeah, that was about the only other option that is viable. This is about as good as it gets at this point.
All right. Well, thank you all.
I was not going to make it a part of the condition. I will tell you that I have two septic tanks. Two drain field lines, and even though I don't have to, I do actually pump it out at a more regular level. The oldest septic tank replaced one that was put in the 60s, it was put in 77, and it still looks pretty pristine because a lot, you know, the previous owner took care of it, I've taken care of it, so you may want to consider more frequent pumping out of the system.
3 years. Yeah, we're going to look at all options to maintain it because we don't have any intention of leaving here in the next 30 years, which was the estimated life cycle. Yeah. So we need to make sure it sticks because I don't want to go through this again.
Absolutely.
But at least be sending
them
reminders
kind of
every 5 years. It does
when these septic bubbles up otherwise when it's a failed system outside.
Yeah. So. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, move on to citizens' comments. I understand we have a new city employee. Robert, why don't you come on up here and say hello.
Well, hello, everyone. Hi, my name is Robert Adderley. I'm not sure if I met, I think George, huh?
Yeah, I think actually.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm the new part-time city marshal here, and coming from a background of code enforcement and doing some inspections for HOAs as well, and about 20 years of code enforcement experience and zoning enforcement as well. I have a wife and 4 children, 2 of them graduated from college. And
congratulations.
So, well, thank you there. And I live very close in Norcross area, right in Peachtree Corners. I'm here in the afternoons, and you may see me driving around your area. You probably have seen me driving around, and late at nights and the weekends, I'll be out in the field. So I've been just meeting everybody and being trained by Gene, the best code enforcement person in America, from what I'm told. And Tom has been training me very well. Pat has been very helpful with helping me to make the adjustment here in Berkeley Lakes. And if you had any questions for me, I'm willing to answer any questions. But I'm here on the weekends and nights, and I'm being trained during the day as well with Gene some days. So, and we also did the dam last week together with the engineers. About the help of 2 other people from the community to help us to check the levels of the dams and to make sure that they were operable. And I'll be going into the different districts, the River District and all the other districts at nighttime, and probably every hour or so I'll be coming through your communities and going through the commercial districts as well up until 11, 12 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. And some mornings when people are parking on the streets, so yeah, between 2 and 6. The park patrol. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you had any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Oh, welcome. Or,
well, thank you very much.
Yeah, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. All right.
Thank you. All right. Seeing no other citizens present, do I hear, are there any other discussion items?
Not on my part.
No. Just want to kind of socialize outside so we can let Pat close up afterwards.
Yeah. I mentioned Anil earlier, but I want everyone else to know is that there will be a July meeting. We do have an application concerning a new dock, proposed dock structure. That doesn't meet all the requirements. So that's coming before you in July. And also I'll be meeting very soon with the staff from the Atlanta Regional Commission, who I've had on the schedule to do our comprehensive plan update. It's 5 years, and we're due for another one. So they will be beginning in late summer and through the fall, working on that to keep us compliant and as they qualify the local government. Mm-hmm.
I'm unfortunately going to be out of the country most of July. So.
And I will be actually in Greece from July 18th through August 7th. So.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
From July 18th through August 7th, I'll be outside of the country too.
Okay.
But that's okay because that's not, you're here for the July and then you're back for the August.
Yeah, well, it's, of course, it's going to be a several month long process to do that because they'll be organizing some community meetings and, you know, things, public involvement in that planning process. But they're going to start in late summer and finish. We're due in February of 2019 to have that approved. So we'll meet that deadline.
Very good. All right. Well, with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All right.
Actually, might steal one of these to take home to Becky and say, "Hey, Becky, guess what I bought this afternoon?"
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Whatever pictures she left with you, can I
put
those in the record?
Do you have a full set there? Or?
I think there's 2.
I don't need these. But...
Oh.
Do you need any of these?
We got those.
I think Chanel. But I think you have now the whole set.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also want this blurry sort of?
I thought about this late this afternoon, but I haven't.
You know, it'd be a lot easier in this world.
I don't think that has any relevance.
It doesn't have any really relevance, but. It'd be a lot easier in this world if people just talk to each other.
Yeah. I mean, from my perspective, and you know why, just to explain why I was a little bit pushing for making it shorter, mm-hmm. is that, in all honesty, I don't think that